You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
With news on 540 WAUK, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Abatement has emptied three more MPS buildings. The Milwaukee Health Department has ordered the temporary closure of three more schools due to significant lead hazards. Those were found during recent inspections. Operations have been moved starting today for students and staff at Starms Early Childhood, Fernwood Montessori, and La Follette School. The Trowbridge Street School was shut down 2 weeks ago but is now back open. Officials say the closures are a precautionary measure to allow for safe remediation. School resource officers are back in MPS buildings today. The district and the city are finally meeting a court-ordered deadline a year after the officers were mandated by law to come back. 25 officers and 7 supervisors have undergone a 40-hour training program and will be responsible for multiple schools. The state AG is getting in on another action against the administration. Lisa Hale has more.
Attorney General Josh Call has announced Wisconsin will join another coalition of states filing a lawsuit against the Trump administration, this time over planned layoffs in the Department of Education. On Tuesday, the agency announced plans to lay off about 1,300 employees. The coalition requested a court order to stop the dismantling of the department, arguing the layoffs are illegal and unconstitutional. Wisconsin has joined a number of lawsuits accusing the Trump administration of overstepping its authority.
Nearly 10,000 gallons of sewage went into a Milwaukee waterway. It's being called an accidental release last week into Milwaukee's Lincoln Creek. At this point, it's believed to have been due to a contractor error. Workers from Veolia Water Milwaukee mistakenly dumped sanitary sewage from a vacuum truck into a storm sewer near 32nd and Hampton. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Bucks get rolled by the Thunder.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks fell behind early and lost to one of the top teams in the NBA, the Thunder. The final score 121-105. How did the Thunder control the game? Doc Rivers.
They were so much more physical. They definitely came in with intentions tonight and played that way. They played great tonight.
Men's college basketball, the Badgers drew the number 3 seed. They open the NCAA tournament this Thursday in Denver at the Ball Arena, home of the Denver Nuggets. They'll play the number 14 seed, Montana Grizzlies. Marquette is going to the dance again, headed to Cleveland to face New Mexico Friday night.
Excited to be here, happy to be here, and just, you know, excited to see our name called because it's not particularly like common for a score or player or group of guys to go to the tournament for 4 years. We actually like did the percentage research, and it's like the chance of going to the tournament for 4 years is like 0.1%.
That's Marquette guard Stevie Mitchell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. A new documentary says We Are Not Alone. The Age of Disclosure premiered at the South by Southwest Film Festival in early March and claims aliens are real and that the government has covered up their existence for the last 80 years. The doc claims non-human biological matter has been collected from spacecraft crash sites. Director Dan Farah interviewed 34 government officials who confirmed some type of extraterrestrial life, but the film does not offer a whole lot of actual proof other than talking heads. No confirmation as to whether or not people have actually been probed. As promised, I said I would report back when I finished the show Zero Day on Netflix. The six-parter starring Robert De Niro and Joan Allen explores what happens after a massive grid outage that kills over 3,000 Americans. Zero Day has some great moments, but ties everything up a little too neatly at the end. Having said that, De Niro is great. You've heard of Ted Lasso, the Apple TV show that premiered during the COVID-19 pandemic. It came at the right time and seemed to make people warm and fuzzy all over and give them much-needed laughs. We could use more of that now, and according to Variety, the show is coming back for a fourth season. Ted will be portrayed by Christopher Walken. Just kidding, even though I think that would be hilarious. Jason Sudeikis returns to the show that garnered 66 Emmy nominations and 13 wins. The exact release date has not yet been mentioned. SNL 50 happened weeks ago, but Variety is reporting that Bill Murray got very emotional during the festivities. The actor appeared on the Sway Calloway show and admitted to crying 3 times throughout the broadcast, especially losing it when a clip of the late Gilda Radner appeared, saying he loved Gilda and absolutely came apart when he saw her on screen. You may have thought Friday was freaky 22 years ago, but it just got freakier. Jamie Lee Curtis and Lindsay Lohan are back as Tess and Anna Coleman, the mother-daughter duo, who despite not having a great relationship, are forced to live each other's lives after a body-swapping incident. Wow, that's a rough sitch, even if you like each other. In the sequel, it happens again, dagnabbit. Deadline reports that Jamie Lee Curtis will also serve as a producer and Lindsay Lohan as executive producer on the sequel, which will be called Freakier Friday. Wonder how many spitballing sessions that took. If you're excited about the Oasis reunion tour but can't make it or don't want to pay the money to see them live, you will have the option of a concert film. The tour starts July 4th this coming summer and runs through November. There are no details yet as to whether the film will be just the concert itself or have some kind of narrative, but there will be egos. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy and warmer today. We'll get to around 51 for a high this afternoon. The wind, a little breezy out of the south at 15 to 25. Tonight, it'll be clear with a low of 40. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 56, with scattered showers possible late tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 23.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.